Shocker Smokies getting set to go on a Saturday night as we welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. It is time for today's pregame interview, and I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by the manager of the Shockers, Joe Arault, who has welcomed in a lot of new faces over this two-week road trip. Skip, appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Have you ever had a road trip where you're welcoming in six new players to the roster?
I mean, usually around the trade deadline, we have a lot of turnover, you know, different guys coming in. You know, it's definitely a good time for us. We've had guys getting injured, some guys going up, some movement in the org. So getting these reinforcements in, you know, getting starter relievers and some position players in, it's great to get those guys in here.
Well, and that's the big thing. It is not just one position group. This was a roster that at one point had 24 guys in the active roster. And now you look around this clubhouse and it's starting to look a little bit full. What's it like having all those options, especially down in the bullpen with the new additions like Roberts, Alcantara, and McGregor?
Oh, it's incredible. Having some more bullets in our belt, you know, to attack the other team is always good. And this trip has been a really good one. You know, coming into Knoxville, the weather's been great, so we get a little more work in out on the field, and having the extra guys, you know, we can mix and match some lineups. So it's been great.
And how about Jaron DeBerry comes up, makes his double A debut, and just blows the doors off everything. Six innings, one unearned run, and a really impressive start for a kid in his first year of professional baseball. What really stood out to you about that start?
Just in the first inning and the sixth inning, he had to work through some traffic, minimize the damage in the first inning, giving up the unearned run, and also just ran into trouble in the sixth, and he worked out of it. I was very impressed, very composed out on the mound, and filled the zone, attacked it, and had a really good debut.
You talk about the lineup side of things. Eduardo Garcia coming back up to double A for the first time since last April. Blake Burt coming up and playing in front of a lot of friends and family this week in Knoxville. What's it been like slotting them right into the middle of the lineup with a little extra pop in there?
It's been great. I mean, I have managed Eduardo probably four different seasons. You know, I have him, stellar defender, can put him all over the field. And some great at-bats. He's really improved, you know, watching him, you know, when he was in low A compared to now. I'm like, wow, he's a definite threat at the plate, doing a lot of things. And to get a guy like Blake Burt in the lineup too, man, he's a presence. Every time he comes to the plate, he's a threat. And here in Knoxville, they're going crazy for him. It's almost like he's on the opposing team. They're cheering for him more than the other guys.
Well, and that's the big thing. I don't know if I've ever been in a ballpark where the loudest cheer has been for the opposing guy getting a two RBI double, but you look at the at-bats this week for him, and how about the patience? There are times where you're playing in front of friends and family, you can kind of get riled up and want to get swing happy, but for him, really earning his walks this week.
Oh, for sure. Is the first game especially that stuck out. He had some runners in scoring position and just did not give in. You know, he wanted to get a big hit there, but he made sure he was looking for his pitch to drive, and they didn't give it to him, so he took his base.
Well, and how much does this really tell you about Blake on just the mental side of things of playing with all these added people? Not only are you making your double A debut, which you and I have talked about this, it is one of the biggest jumps in minor league baseball high to double A. Not only doing that, but playing in your college town where everywhere you go, everywhere you look, somebody is recognizing you, shouting your name, and you're getting a standing ovation every time at the plate as a visiting guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's Blake Burt. What do you expect? I mean, the homecoming back home in Knoxville, he's the mayor around here, so it's really cool to see him out there. And you know, his defense as well, he's been very good at first base.
When you look at the defense, last night a couple of really big plays from Jeremy Vargas. Eduardo Garcia is looking real good at short and third. And with the added options you now have on the defensive side with guys like Warren and Garcia, Vargas can play multiple positions. How much added depth does this give this team, especially down the stretch, just give guys just a day off or two and keep the legs fresh for the playoffs?
Oh, it's been great to do that. I mean, it's from the top down, we stress the defense on our guys. And, you know, we got Andrew Romine in town, you know, with our infield coordinator, so they're putting on a clinic for him. He's watching some high-quality defense.
How about the Vargas play last night? Deep in the hole at second, into short right, firing on the run to first. Might be one of the most impressive plays we've seen all year.
Yeah, like I said, the two of them. I think I wrote it in my game report to the org that Vargas put on a clinic at second base. But these guys have been playing high-quality defense.
How about the bullpen? You look down there, and last night you go Roberts to Peak. And that was about as high octane of a bullpen as you can get down the stretch. What has it been like to put Roberts just straight into this bullpen, especially after last week where he was carving up the Shuckers lineup and now he's doing it for the Shuckers?
Yeah, it's great to see him out there. Seeing him last year, definitely, I was like, man, this guy's an animal out there on the mound. But to see him come into a game, has the presence, and he's an animal out there. But it was fun to watch for sure.
And with Pete getting the save last night, it is now 10 different Shuckers pitchers who have a save this year. And Roberts is a guy who closes games. He likely is to become the 11th at some point down the stretch. How much does it speak to not only the willingness for guys to be in multiple situations, but the ability to just stay calm in the ninth inning with some guys being in this closer role for the first time and, again, having the options to go to 11 different guys to get a save this season?
Yeah, I think it's great just to mix guys around, different roles, especially this season. It's been great just filtering guys through to get that experience. I mean, it's top down. We got to do it, man. Find out if they can throw multiple innings. Are they one inning guys? Being able to go one time through the lineup and to close it out when it's on the line.
You talk about getting an opportunity and getting experience. Well, how about Ethan Murray and Brian Fitzpatrick both going up to AAA? The Murray one, I know, really fired everybody up. He's a guy who's played a lot of time here in Biloxi. And then Brian Fitzpatrick, just seemingly out of nowhere in this organization, a great start to the year, just decided, hey, I'm not going to allow runs here in AA, and quickly up to AAA.
Oh, man, it's always one of the greatest things about managing, telling a guy he's going up to the next level. I mean, Murray, we lost the ball game in Pensacola and came in. The announcement to the guys was, hey, Murray's going to Nashville. So it kind of, you know, lit a fuse in the guys, fired the guys up. And then Fitzpatrick, he was in the hallway in our prison gym doing his weight training, all that stuff. I started yelling at him. He thought he was in trouble, and I told him he was going to Nashville. So just mixing it up, telling guys when they're moving up a level is really cool.
One, how awesome is it to see, too, not only moving up a level, but you look at what they're doing in AAA, guys like Will Childers, Justin Yeager, and you look up and down Ethan Murray and Fitzpatrick set to make his debut, not only having time in AAA, but succeeding in AAA as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said before, top down, they know the things we stress in organization. You know, and we get after it, the defense making the plays, base running, and of course, our hitting coordinator, you know, Brent Del Chiaro, laying down the foundation. It's been really good, these guys going out there and having success.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch. Skip, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Smokies coming your way next.